Hey everybody, it's Tim Wade and Steve Horstman here for the ConfidentManRetreat.com. And we've been doing a little series here about a guy who attended the retreat last year. His name's Paul. And we wanted to tell you what he learned and how he changed over this time period that he spent with a brotherhood of men and a bunch of horses.
Yeah. If you watched the last two videos, you know we answered the questions with Paul, who am I? And what do I want? In this video, we want to talk about his big question, where do I go from here? Is this going to be a one-shot thing, a weekend retreat, and I feel good, and I go home, and I lose everything? Where do I go from here?
And that's certainly not what we wanted him to do. Right. And our promise is that, you know, this is a life changer. This is a game changer. And so it's all about how you change your habits and do them consistently. Yeah. So that's what we worked with him in this time. So when he approached, for example, the horses again after that first time of doing it, he had to remember what and not just start all over again. And you know what? He did. He was amazing in terms of he had shed his fear mm-hmm. of those horses. And we actually went horseback riding, and which he had never done.
Yeah.
And it was quite something. Yeah. And he was then able to translate that to, okay, how am I going to show up in my personal relationships when I get home? Yeah. How am I going to be different with my confidence, my patience, my approach with the pressure and release and all of those things?
Right. The key to making it stick for Paul was that he knew he couldn't just go home and do things the old-fashioned way. He couldn't just go back to flying jumbo jets and doing his normal routine with his woman, same thing. What he wanted to do is create a new pattern, a new habit. And so he did, in the way he showed up, the way he talked, the way he initiated, the way he took the lead, the way he was less tentative and less uncertain, and he became more deliberate and more decisive in who he was. He wasn't dominant, he wasn't controlling, but he just became more clear, more comfortable in his skin, and she noticed it immediately. In fact, yeah. He said, well, I need more practice. I don't have enough men in my life, right? I'm on this plane with one other dude, and I'm with my woman. So one thing he did, He rented a horse. He went home and he rented a horse. He goes, I want to continue the relationship with the horse. I want to continue practicing. So he almost bought a horse. I told him you can actually rent horses.
Yes.
And he does this and he goes home and for 3 months he bonded with his horse and started practicing what he learned at the retreat. And not only that, we found out he's signing up for this year's retreat. He's coming back again.
He liked it so much that he wanted to do it again. Now, we're not saying that if you come on the retreat, you're going to have to rent a horse. But the truth is, this retreat is unique. Yeah. And it's because you can watch this video, you can hear someone talk about this, you can read a book about this kind of stuff. But until you actually have the hands-on experience of this kind of work, where you get a feedback immediately from a horse of what your intention is, how you're showing up, what your energy is like, that's where it really changes things.
Yeah.
And that's what you can take back then to your life, and that's what Paul did.
Yeah. The thing that we want you to know about the where am I going question and making this stick is that the only way a man can make this mindset stick, make these habits stick, is by spending time with other men. We make a big mistake in our lives by surrounding ourselves with women because some of us nice guys have developed a very good comfort zone with women. But when it comes to changing your habits and finding a stronger, more masculine, powerful core, you have to do that work with other men, which is exactly why Tim and I have partnered up. We spend so much time together. It's why we create retreats and have meetups and do coaching. It's because we know that your power and your transformation is going to be with other men who have been initiated into this process. And that's what we're inviting you to do.
So if you want to know more about the retreat, go to ConfidentManRetreat.com. Okay, it's ConfidentManRetreat.com, has all the information. You'll see that not only is it working with the horses, it's bonding with other guys who really, you will learn, have your back and are on the same path as you are.
Yeah.
It's also a lot of fun. There's campfires. It's all the food is included, and it is a lot of
You'll probably gain 5 pounds.
Food. And all sorts of things like that. And like I said before, it is experiential. It's hands-on, mm-hmm. and you can't get this anywhere else.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of downtime, quiet time, bring a fishing rod, and just bring an open mind, and we'll have your back.
That's right. So great. ConfidentManRetreat.com. If you're really interested, I'd go there now because it is almost full.
A few spots left.
That's no BS. It really is almost full. It's going to fill up, and we hope to see you in Colorado.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.